This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Both Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders are topping Monday's Iowa caucus after days of waiting. On CNN town halls, both are declaring victory.
Well, that's fantastic news to hear that we won.
We ended up winning the popular vote by 6,000.
It's estimated both candidates have amassed the same amount of national delegates, 10 each. Elizabeth Warren got 6 delegates. The candidates have now moved on to New Hampshire, which will hold its primary on Tuesday. The governor of Virginia has declared a state of emergency as heavy rain and extreme flooding continue in the southeast. Governor Ralph Northam says more than 500 people in the southwestern part of the state have been displaced by flooding and need to be rescued from their homes. At least 4 people have been killed, with deaths in Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today. 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state.
Several more U.S. government chartered evacuation flights are departing Wuhan, China, where the coronavirus originated. About 250 American evacuees will arrive in San Antonio, Texas, 70 more arriving in Omaha, Nebraska. The death toll has risen to 638, all but 2 of them in China. Wuhan has begun converting gyms and convention centers into temporary hospitals to care for patients with mild symptoms. Researchers at the U.S. National Institutes of Health say they've engineered a key ingredient for a vaccine and hope to begin testing it in April. Turkish officials say that 3 people died and 179 people were injured when a Pegasus aircraft slid off the runway at Istanbul's airport on Wednesday before the fuselage broke into 3 pieces and caught fire. Turkey now says that the airplane overshot the runway. An investigation is trying to determine why that happened. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The Gallup survey reports the satisfaction level that Americans have had with their personal life is at its highest level in 4 decades. USA's John Clemens has more.
9 in 10 Americans are satisfied with the way things are going in their lives. That's part of the findings in Gallup's Mood of the Nation poll that was taken in early January. The survey found high-income households, members of the Republican Party, and married adults expressed the most satisfaction. Lower-income Americans, Democrats, and those who are not married reported a more tepid satisfaction level. The historical low was 73% in July of 1979 as the effects of the oil crisis took a toll. With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
The 21-year-old man accused of killing 22 people in a shooting at an El Paso, Texas Walmart was charged with federal hate crimes on Thursday. The grand jury indictment charges Patrick Crucis with 90 federal charges. It says he bought a semi-automatic rifle and 1,000 rounds of hollow point ammunition online in June of 2019. It also says he wrote a document ahead of the shooting that states the attack was, quote, a response to the Hispanic invasion of Texas. The charges carry a sentence of the death penalty or life in prison. In September, a grand jury in El Paso indicted him on charges of capital murder. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
This is Dan Perkins with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The coronavirus has 11,791 cases in China alone. And one of its largest cities in China, Wuhan, is quarantined with 11 million people isolated. Our government has suspended air service to China to try and control the spread of the virus in the United States. Experts are now saying that the incubation period can be as much as 2 weeks, and we could see a spike up in cases in the United States soon. So here's your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Get a flu shot, regardless of the fact it's not specifically for coronavirus, because that shot doesn't exist. You can get a flu shot for free at your local VA facility, and some drugstore chains offer free shots to vets. Ask your pharmacist the next time you're in his store. Remember, the life you could save can be your own and the other people you don't contaminate. This has been your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day.
Independent. This is Bill Martinez.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Great to have you along with us. A little disclaimer here up front, just to kind of clear things up. You know, over the weekends across this country, something like 100-plus radio stations pick up the show. And, for some, they hear Bill Martinez live. Well, we are live every day, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. But on the weekends, when you hear us outside of those time parameters, then, you know, it's the best of. So you're going to hear parts of the show that have been recorded and are playing back, you know, especially for you over the weekend. But if you want to hear us live, go to BillMartinezLive.com, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific, and that's how you hear it, okay? So not to be confused and understanding that on the weekends I am not live. Weekdays I am live. Look at, you're getting the best of great interviews and policymakers, people that know what they're doing, like our next guest, John Guandolo. And John is the president and founder of Understanding the Threat, the only organization in the nation which provides a detailed assessment of the enemy threat in your local area. He's also a former FBI agent and understands the inner workings. And, of course, a lot is being discussed about the FBI. So he brings a lot of information and insight on the issues that you want to hear about. John Guandolo, always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
It is great to be with you again, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Well, we're going to get an update on the Islamist and Marxist movements. Those continue. They are dynamic. They're nonstop, almost like the Democrats, not to be too political here. But before we get into that, I wanted to get your read on FBI Director Wray. He was defending the agency. You expect him to do that. Tried to assure everyone on the Hill and all of us outside of the Hill to say, look, the FBI is in good hands, and he is going to address, you know, the corruption and these problems that have happened in the past.
Yes, as I look at that, I have to say two things. Number one, Mr. Wray's actions seem disconnected from reality, and the reality of the situation is we have, in the last year, and maybe a little more, come to see that the former director of the FBI, the deputy director, and the assistant director for counterintelligence were involved in a coup against the president of the United States.
Wow.
That warrants a full-blown purge inside the FBI and internal investigation to find out who else was involved, because they weren't the only three.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the first answer to the question. His lack of sense of urgency and his lack of understanding, to me, reveals that, number one, he's either significantly unfit to be the guy at the helm, or he's a part of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in either case, and I'm not saying he is a part of it, But in either case, it's one of those two. I don't know that there is a third or fourth option.
Right.
And so I think his inability to recognize the massive, massive corruption and treason against the United States and our president alone, I think, reveals his inability to be in the position he's in.
Do you think I was giving him a little bit of space because of the Durham report, maybe waiting on that, but you don't have the sense that he's doing something independent?
I do not.
Mm-hmm. So, well, maybe I'm giving him too much credit, but I agree. America is getting increasingly upset and losing more confidence in the FBI and certainly Director Wray, because there has been kind of this laissez-faire. It's almost like, well, no big deal here. Well, wait a minute, it's a big deal. You've got FISA court violations, and even the approach on the FISA court. I'm surprised we're not hearing more outrage to the point that they're saying, look, let's get rid of the whole process. No more FISA court for the abuse that they knew could take place and the abuse that did take place, all in the name. And I'm a little bit surprised, John, and I don't mean that in a negative way, just surprised to hear you say that, you know, in fact, this is a coup, because more and more people have been identifying what happened to this president as a coup. And, you know, everybody wants to be fussing about Nancy Pelosi tearing up the president's speech, but we've got bigger problems than her tearing up the speech.
Right, and I want to go back when you opened up the line of questioning. When we talk about the Islamic and the Marxist counterstates, the Islamic and Marxist movements here in the United States, to be clear, what this president has done as a candidate in his platform and his policies and his speeches and his actions as a candidate and now as a president for several years, is he directly, whether he intended to or not, because of the patriot that he is and his deep love for the founding principles and how this government functions, is supposed to function, and what America stands for, he is naturally a counter-revolutionary and anti-communist candidate, the greatest we've ever had. The greatest we've ever had.
Wow.
And
wow.
So what we see is communists and corrupt officials coming out of the woodwork to attack him in a coordinated effort in ways that has never happened in this country. You have a former CIA director, John Brennan, openly communist, openly admits he voted for the Communist Party candidate, was registered as such. You have the former FBI director, James Comey, admitting that he was a communist when he was young, and that Reinhold Niebuhr, a socialist thought leader and activist, is his ideological mentor. You've got men at this level. You've got candidates for president in the Democrat Party. Bernie Sanders, communist. You've got Alex Vindman, whose father was a Red Army soldier. You've got Pete Buttigieg, whose father was the leader of the Gramsci communist movement. So this is what you've got. This is a real movement, and now we're seeing that what was going on 70 years ago in this country with the communists is, to say it's exponentially worse is to minimize it, but it is exponentially worse. And a director of the FBI who knows that leaders of the FBI, including the director, put forth, with the help of foreign agents, a lie in the form of an application of the FISA court in order to attack and overthrow candidate Donald Trump and now President Donald Trump. This is a coup, and it's an organized coup, and it's ongoing. It's not over.
No, it's not. I mean, they've made it clear that this will continue. You know, some of us have been saying that, look, we can ill afford Nancy Pelosi maintaining the gavel and leading the House four more years after this next election. I mean, the thing that I believe the Democrats are going to find out, they didn't want to wait till the 2020 elections. The Democrats say that, you know, the people do not, it doesn't matter how the people vote. I mean, this is how unhinged they've become. But they're going to find out the power of the government, we the people, when 2020 elections come about, regardless of all the cheating and all the attempts that they're going to try to do, I believe the people are going to come out in massive numbers. And, you know, and the question will be after that, can you hear me now? More from John Guandolo. Stay with us. It's 15 minutes
after. Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
As a business owner, when was the last time you asked yourself if you have the right commercial insurance coverage? You need business insurance to protect everything you're building. One disaster without the right insurance could hurt your business, and larger deals you're trying to close may require that you have it. We recommend CoverWallet for all your business insurance needs. In just 2 minutes with their award-winning technology, they can offer you free competitive quotes from top insurance carriers nationwide. CoverWallet has helped tens of thousands of businesses, startups, restaurants, truckers, construction companies, landscaping companies, beauty salons, consultants, and they can help you. No business is too big or too small, and it's a free call to find out. Protect your business. Get the right insurance for your business. Call CoverWallet right now.
800-559-5523. 800-559-5523. That's 800-559-5523.
Bill Martinez for We the People.
Fresh and independent we are, and we're back with you at 19 minutes after the top of the hour. We are blessed to have, quality experts on this show like John Guandolo. John is a counterterrorism expert, created and implemented the FBI's first counterterrorism training education program, a former FBI agent. Assigned to the Counterterrorism Division in Washington, D.C., founder of UnderstandingTheThreat.com, co-author of Sharia, The Threat to America, author of the newly released book, Raising a Jihadi Generation. And John is here for our benefit to help us understand the clear and present danger in our country. John, I would say that, you know, as you had mentioned earlier, Donald Trump has been an exposing agent. And I believe that, again, not to overstate or understate, some people want to look at Donald Trump's past as being, you know, hey, look, like all humanoids, we have not, you know, nobody can claim a perfect life. We've made our mistakes along the way. But for whatever reason, Donald Trump is here right now, and he's bringing to bear a form of leadership that has been long time needed in this country. And his leadership is getting us back to first principles, the founding principles that are, you know, the originators, the founders of our country had envisioned for us, based on truth, based on fairness, based on justice, not somebody else's truth, not your perceived truth, but bedrocks that have been the foundation and have allowed this country to exist 243 years and growing. And we are at a crossroads, and we need to understand really the diabolic nature of the contravening forces that have been doing everything they can to destroy this democratic republic. And this is what's full-blown on exposure, but it's up to we the people to do something about it. Bottom line, is it not, John?
Well, I couldn't have said it any better, Bill, and I thank you for saying that and specifically saying it the way you did. You know, when we look, understanding the threat, when we lay out the three keys to winning the war, the three major principles, keys to winning this war, speaking truth boldly in love about the threats is number one, because name one national figure besides the president who's speaking truth about Islam and about the communists. Mm-hmm. I would say nobody. And then number two, which you just nailed it, is reestablishing America's founding principles in law and government based on the law of nature and nature's God, as is articulated in our declaration, which is the ideal for who we are and how we're supposed to function. And in that declaration, there is one duty assigned to the citizens, and that is to shrug off tyrannical government. And you have a situation right now where we have had for some time, for years, mm-hmm. a quiet revolution, a quiet civil war, between people who want to destroy the United States, the Marxists and jihadis, men like John Brennan, Barack Obama, Eric Holder, Loretta Lynch, Jay Johnson, James Comey, people like that, like Alex Vindman, and people who believe in the Republic. And the problem, and this is the problem, is at the root of both of these hostile movements inside the United States, the communists and the jihadis, have a well-established network here. They are well-organized, well-funded. They have doctrine for the communists. They have Marxism for the jihadis. They have Sharia. And they have plans, operational plans, to achieve their strategic goals. And they are nearly complete. Mm-hmm. And we, at the national level, have zero strategic response, and that is a recipe for defeat. And because defeat doesn't look like what Americans are used to, you know, you get in a fight with a guy, and if you're the guy laying on the ground at the end of the fight, you lost.
Right.
If you're in a war and your military beats their military, well, you win.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we judge victories. This is not that kind of war. This is a war in the intelligence, counterintelligence, political warfare realm. It's a kind of warfare that by the time you figured out you've lost, it's too late.
Mm-hmm.
Because all the mechanisms of power in our society are being utilized by our enemy because they have people on their side that include, for instance, the former CIA director, the former DNI, the former FBI director, and the former president of the United States, the former attorney general. This is the level of penetration in our system. And I would encourage your listeners to throw some cold water on their faces and digest this and believe what their eyes, ears, and brains are telling them. They're all seeing it. They all know that what I'm saying is true. It's that we are, it is so psychologically difficult to digest this.
Exactly.
Because of how bad the situation is. But the good news is, we can win.
Mm-hmm.
But the winning has to begin with, number one, a recognition that this is true and this is how bad it is. Number two, the desire to win. And number three, taking action steps to actually win. And what understanding the threat does is very, very simple. We give citizens the tools which empower them to be a part of the victory at the local level. Because you're right, it is the citizens who are sovereign in this nation, and it is the citizens who are going to win this war. But they have to understand the nature of the war, and the nature for both the communists and the jihadis is to control the narrative, to control the language, and how we even discuss this threat, so that even people who think they are addressing the threat are using the language that the communists gave them in order to discuss the threat, which ensures you never touch the threat.
Exactly.
That's what I'm talking about. And if you don't understand it, it means you're not actually engaged in the war. That's how they're doing it. The book we use in our Train the Trainer program, Abuse of Language and Abuse of Power, by the philosopher Joseph Pieper, who is now deceased, but is a German philosopher, wrote the book because he saw that what the communists were doing is exactly what the Nazis were doing. They were gaining control of the language in order to use it as propaganda and not as the true means of communication it's meant to be used. And once you read it, everything that you're experiencing today, once you understand that these movements, snaps in and you realize, holy cow, this is real. This
yes.
is how Adolf Hitler and Lenin got the community to turn against other members of the community, which is the nature of totalitarian ideologies. And the only way that, these totalitarian ideologies contrast with what's good about America is you got to know both. You got to know the enemy, and you got to know who we are.
Well, you know, go figure. And as you say, historically, we've seen this happen consistently. The attack on, you know, free speech. I mean, there was a reason political correctness came in. It was like the Trojan horse, this cancel culture, another element of that, of this process that is rendering people of reason inert. And it has been very costly. And, John, I think we were so close, and we still are close. I mean, as you say, the war is here, and people need to wake up to the fact. I know when I talk to them, and I talk about the Marxist influence, the communist influence that even Trevor Loudon has been yelling about for years, that there are hundreds of elected officials in our government. This is how clear and present the danger is, and how they've been working and undermining. I mean, they take an oath of office to protect and serve, but it's not the United States that they're protecting and serving, is it?
No, it's not. It's a hostile movement that seeks to actually overthrow our republic. That's what they serve.
Well, John, we're so grateful for all the great work that you do in understanding the threat. How can people be in touch and join us on the battlefield? Because we need warriors to take back this country of ours.
We do. Join us at understandingthethreat.com. And I encourage you to sign up for our newsletter. And that connects you with everything we're doing. Bring our team to your town so we can empower you with tools to actually take the fight at the local college campuses, to your local city council, to your police, to educate them.
We're out of time. John Guandolo, thank
you
so much.
Said you don't know what you've been missing. Well, when it comes to nutritional components in your diet, maybe you need to know what you've been missing, especially if you want to feel good, not miss work, and get the most of each day. Then you need the immune and growth factors in bovine colostrum. As a newborn, colostrum passes on immunity from our mothers, helps our body recognize when we're under attack, and fights all those nasty microbes microbes that we're exposed to from birth. But the most important job colostrum does for newborns is seal our GI tract. Unfortunately, it doesn't stay sealed. Leaky gut affects 8 out of 10 people, passing undigested foods, germs, and toxins into our bloodstreams. It happened to me and caused unbelievable trauma to my immune system and gut. Fortunately, Sovereign Laboratories Colostrum LD can help. Taken daily as part of a healthy lifestyle, Colostrum LD can help you feel good every day. I feel great on this product. To learn more, go to PreventLeakyGut.com. That's PreventLeakyGut.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Both Pete Buttigieg and Bernie Sanders are topping Monday's Iowa caucus. After days of waiting on CNN town halls, both are declaring victory.
Well, it's fantastic news to hear that we won.
We ended up winning the popular vote by 6,000.
It's estimated both candidates have amassed the same amount of national delegates, 10 each. Elizabeth Warren got 6 delegates. The candidates have now moved on to New Hampshire, which will hold its primary on Tuesday. The governor of Virginia has declared a state of emergency as heavy rain and extreme flooding continue in the southeast. Governor Ralph Northam says more than 500 people in the southwestern part of the state have been displaced by flooding and need to be rescued from their homes. At least 4 people have been killed, with deaths in Alabama, South Carolina, North Carolina, and Tennessee. This is USA Radio News.
February is Black History Month, and what better way to celebrate than through the sounds of music? Opening summer 2020 in Nashville, the National Museum of African American Music will feature more than 50 musical genres created and inspired by African Americans. Museum President and CEO H. Beecher Hicks III.
We are proud to be a first-of-its-kind museum dedicated to celebrating the role African Americans play in shaping the American soundtrack. When you step inside the museum, you'll be instantly immersed into what I like to call 56,000 square feet of funk. We have 7 galleries filled with more than 1,500 artifacts from some of your favorite artists, from gospel and hip-hop to country and classical. You'll be able to trace generations of untold Black history within our walls. We are one nation under a groove, uniting all people through a shared history. And we are excited to welcome everyone to Nashville, America's Music City.
For more on the National Museum of African American Music, visit blackmusicmuseum.org.
Bill Martinez, we have a country to save.
This is your time, your Now, we got to get serious about it, as you heard from John Guandolo. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, you kind of understand, this idea that we have Marxists walking around, and it is no longer an existential threat. It is clear and present. This is what's happening to our country. This is what we're turning over to the next generation. And because we have lost our way and lost vigilance, this is how it's crept into being. And you've got to see it for what it is. It's not his truth, my truth, and some truth. It's either the truth or not. And that's what this has come down to, is that we've kind of been duped into embracing kind of a grayscale area of truth. And the enemy has taken advantage of that. For some reason, we're thinking that, somehow they're going to be reasonable. But what was attempted in our country here is a flat-out coup. And people need to wake up to that fact that we are in a war. And just because you're not participating doesn't mean that the enemy is not being effective. They're being very effective. Look at what they have done to this country for the last 3-plus years. And it's not over. They are bound and determined to continue to do everything they can to turn this great American experiment and idea on its head. And, you think about this and you go, wow, how close? How close did they come? I mean, it's pretty scary when you think about it. Well, I'm Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Get involved in the conversation. Drop me an email. Love to hear from you. Bill@BillMartinezLive.com. We're going to revisit. Let's make sure we got Danny Pinter. Is Danny Pinter with us now? Okay, we're still waiting here for Danny Pinter. She's legal counsel for the National Center on Sexual Exploitation. And
it's really important, you know, to get her perspective and to get your perspective on what happened at the Super Bowl. And, you know, and I'm talking particularly about halftime. I mean, you know, we've got, you know, I don't know what the NFL is thinking in serving, you know, families, because they know that this has become a family event. But then all of a sudden you get a halftime show, and if we're not dealing with, you know, dysfunctioning wardrobe or malfunctioning wardrobes, then now it's just like, hey, let's just go full-blown Monty on this deal. And, you know, we got stripper poles, pimp canes, S&M, you know, and some people have said to me, oh, Bill, you're overreacting, you know, but that's what happens. You know, when things begin to creep in, we just allow it because we have that kind of Rodney King mentality. Why can't we just get along? Well, you know, we can't get along, as President Trump was saying yesterday, because you can't have just a little bit of evil. Because when evil takes over, it may start to creep in stages, and we think, oh, okay, it's just a little bit of evil. But before you know it, you know, as John Guandolo was saying, you're surrounded, and there's no getting out of it. And this is where we are right now, is the culture is wide open to the entrance of evil and the expression. And, you know, it's ironic because we're coming off a season of everything being hashtagged and us, you know, needing to be sensitive about women's rights and how women are being exploited. And the women who are, I mean, this is rich, really. I mean, it's funny if it wasn't so serious, but you have women involved in the very thing that they say is disgusting. And they themselves are being exploitive. Do you understand? I mean, is this far-fetched? Am I jumping the shark here? And this is what it seems to me. And yes, at the risk of, you know, people go, oh, Bill, you're just a prude. You know, you're a man of faith and all this, and you're just going too far. Well, the reason that you need a man of faith in the culture, and you need men of faith and women of faith in the culture, so that there are boundaries, there are healthy boundaries here. And what's happened, you know, during my lifetime, we've really bombarded these boundaries to our own detriment. You know, in the 70s, it was, you know, free love and love the one you're with and, you know, no fault divorce. And look who took the hit. You know, the very children that we love, the families that we want to have together, those bedrocks of what has truly made America great have been bombarded. They've been impacted. Dr. James Dobson, for many years, and still continues to faithfully put up warning signals and say, look, we've got trouble here in River City, but we've ignored it. We've chosen to stick our head in the sand and just kind of accept, you know, this increasing, pervasive, dangerous thought to come in. I mean, it's interesting because on one hand, we've got people within our culture saying that they know what people are thinking, and they take exception to the thoughts supposedly they have. But yet when it comes to, you know, this kind of attack on the culture and on the bedrock, you know, our kids, our young daughters and sons, and, you know, the legacy of this country, the legacy of this generation for our country in the years to come. You know, we're just so casual and laissez-faire about it. And somehow, I don't know if we just figure, oh, well, it'll work its way out. It never works its way out. I mean, it absolutely destroys empires. It destroys nations when we allow the very morality, the bedrock of who we are, to be eroded. And we've got to be honest about it on all levels. And it's not my reality, you know. It's not your reality. It's not Nancy Pelosi's reality or truth. Hey, look at the truth. It is the truth. And this is why we fight so hard for it. Not claiming that we've attained it, but that we're chasing after it, because it can be elusive. Especially in a culture like today with the cancel culture and the spirit of invalidation you've heard me talk about so often, is that, and it all fits into what John Guandolo was saying earlier, is that you have these forces that want to control the voter politic. They want to control this country. In fact, the matter is they want to destroy the country. I mean, from day one, you know, this great American idea came up from some very brave and courageous men and, yes, some women that were involved in the early stages, truth be known, in establishing this country. And there were forces that said, no, that can't work. There's no way it's going to work. And really, I mean, you know, you think about it, it was by the grace of God and by people of faith who said, you know what, we're going to place the banner of God in the middle of this country. You know, Jehovah Nisi, as some would say, it's the banner of God that's high and lifted up. For us, it's a rallying cry for us to come around. And those bedrock principles that are so critical. And once again, that banner is being lifted up. And, you know, say what you want to say about Donald Trump, but he has been so instrumental in bringing us together, because now, you know, we kind of realize because of his leadership that we have a fair shot. We have a fair shot at winning this country back again and taking it out of the hands of the James Comeys and the, you know, Barack Obamas, if I dare say, and Eric Holder and all these people that did so much damage. And we had people before them. That's only more recent that you may be more familiar with. But these are diabolical people and movements that have been thrust upon our country. I mean, FISA abuses, you know, corrupting all the three-letter agencies, whether it's the IRS, you know, getting in the way of a group of people who want to be civically responsible and say, look, I'm taking the Constitution for its word, and it says, you know, this is a government of for by we the people. I want to get involved. And they go and get involved because they see a government that's off track, that is spending, you know, out of control. And they're blighting our government, and they're misserving us. So they get involved. And then what happens? The IRS does everything they can to trip them up. And I maintain that they affected directly at least 6 voting cycles. It should be known they're still affecting voting cycles because these groups, you know, the Tea Parties and conservative groups, were greatly impacted by not getting the status that they deserved so that they could get in, you know, even get more involved and have a fair shot at, you know, bringing their message to the public. And these contrarian forces understood that, and they did everything. And these are people within our government that did this, that upended American citizens for their own personal interests. This is the kind of stuff that's been going on. I'm Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. We got more coming.
Great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you signed up for a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. MediShare is a healthcare sharing program. Hundreds of thousands of Christians are part of this. It can save you a lot. Typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. You can join MediShare anytime. It's easy to call and look into it. There's no pressure at all. And man, what a difference it can make. 855-SHARE-40. That's 855-SHARE-40.
Dan Perkins here with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. Did you get a flu shot last year? If you answered no, you don't have an excuse this year. The VA and Walgreens have teamed up to make flu shots free for veterans. Here's your Veterans Tip of the Day. Protect yourself by getting a flu shot at Walgreens for free. Protect yourself. Get a flu shot. Last year, 80,000 Americans died from flu. The life you saved just might be your own. This is Dan Perkins with your Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day.
February is Heart Health Month. Give your heart the attention it deserves with Quantum Nutrition Lab's 3 featured supplements formulated to support healthy blood pressure, healthy blood sugar, and circulation. Each are buy 2, get the 3rd one free. And be sure to get your free copy of the Biofield Diet. Now is the time to commit to making your heart health a priority year-round. Call 888-588-7578. That's 888-588-7578. Or visit us online at qnlabs.com. That's qnlabs.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bob Marshall, PhD, host of Healthline. Tune in to get your questions answered and hear the latest breakthrough information for you and your family. Our product line, Quantum Nutrition Labs, delivers what others only promise, nutrition that really works.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Bill Martinez live.
We're back with the America. Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. And from Hawaii, yes, the big island there, Bob Walaszewski, my good friend, who served as director of focus on the family's plugged-in department for over 25 years. And now he's riding waves, breathing the nice clean air of island life, and just enjoying it as much as God will let you, huh?
It's kind of nice to be semi-retired, Bill.
Yes.
I'm enjoying this new phase of my life. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, and with it, it probably brings a refreshing perspective because of all that you've talked about and dealing with the media and culture at Focus on the Family out of Colorado Springs, now being on the Big Island, and having maybe a little bit more time to think about the things that you shared with people over the years. And just how it applies today, even though, as you say, you're semi-retired, you're still an observer of the culture and life.
Well, and it's been healthy to detox a bit.
I bet. Yeah.
My average, and I kept track for the last 10 years of my 28 years of Focus on the Family, I kept track of how many movies I saw, what day I saw it, what movie it was. And then I did an average, and it was like I averaged 138 or something like that films per year.
Wow.
So it was, and I'd say maybe 20% of those were basically family friendly, but the 80% weren't. And it's just nice, on that end, just to kind of go, oh, since I left Focus on the Family full time. And as you know, I continued as the radio voice for over a year.
Right.
Plugged in movie review, but is not being there full time. I only saw two movies in 2019 at the theater.
Whoa. Wow.
So
you're popcorn deprived, buddy.
That's a good way to look at it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, good fun. Well, I wanted to get your read very quickly because here on the mainland, there's been a lot of hoopla over, the impeachment crisis. And of course, Donald Trump now has been acquitted. What's your read there on the Hawaiian Islands? How are the people looking at this?
Well, Hawaii is a very liberal state. And I'm a avid reader of the local newspaper, and when you read the op-eds that are written locally, they almost make you want to gag. That people go, how could this man get away with high crimes and misdemeanors? It's like you just want to say, wait. Tell me what high crime and misdemeanor was committed. Right. That's the whole issue.
Right.
You know, it was a hatchet job, a very partisan hatchet job. And from now on, anytime a party gets mad at their president, the other president, in the other party for any reason, mm-hmm. I can tell you they're going to use impeachment as a weapon. And that is so wrong. Mm-hmm. And it troubles me to see the future down the road.
Exactly. And it's not that far-fetched. I mean, we saw in recent times what Harry Reid did when the Democrats controlled the Senate. He went nuclear. So then there was an opportunity when Mitch McConnell, in dealing with a nomination of a judge, he went nuclear. And, you know, it was so funny because the Democrats were so shocked, you know, that they would do that. Well, you lowered the bar. And so hopefully Republicans do not follow the lead of the Democrats over something, you know, as serious as impeachment. And I think that in the process, the Democrats cheapened, you know, what impeachment is all about. And really, that's why they were probably knocked down. But unfortunately, whether it's the Big Island, there's other parts of, the homeland here, Bob, I will say to you, because of the poison that was put into the bloodstream of the political culture domestically, people have that viewpoint that, Trump is guilty as charged by the court of public opinion, brought to you by the mainstream media and, the stories of Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler that they contrived. But if that was really the case and he was worthy of impeachment, then it would have been bipartisan. And, we'd had a closer debate. But unfortunately, as it worked out, Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats didn't do their job. But meanwhile, the lasting damage that they may have done on the body politic is another discussion.
Yeah. And there's quite a bit of discussion about how come they didn't have witnesses in the Senate end of the thing. And I want to say, that was the Democrats. They have all the opportunities to bring the witnesses that they wanted to. But once they brought the articles of impeachment, it was the Senate's job to try that, not to bring in more witnesses.
Yeah, based on what they presented, no doubt. Well, I want to talk to you particularly about what's happening in terms of the family dynamic and all the distraction. You and I have had this discussion for a number of years since, we started putting handheld computers in the hands of our young people and, even adults. I mean, we've been poor examples in allowing these handheld devices to be distractions and have gotten in the way of the important family dynamic.
Well, Bill, you caught me out today running when I was out jogging, and one of the regular sights I see in my morning run is probably about 15 high school kids waiting at a bus stop very near my home.
Mm-hmm.
I would say almost without fail, of those 15 kids that are waiting daily, 11 of them are on their cell phone every time I run by.
Wow.
No matter how many times I run by.
Mm-hmm.
My wife and I went out to dinner last weekend to a restaurant in the Kona area. And we don't go out that much over here. It's a long ways to go for one thing. It's expensive as another thing. But we did go out, and I just happened to look around the restaurant. And of the nearby tables that were very easy to see, mm-hmm. probably, let's say there were 8 tables that I was looking at. 6 of them, someone, if not both people at the restaurant, if there was a couple, were on their cell phones.
Mm-hmm.
Oftentimes, a couple and both of them were on their cell phones. You know, I've been a watcher of the culture for a long time, and there's a lot of different ways one could see. But one of the things that I would really hope is that your listeners and people of faith would rise above that better than the rest of the world. That we mm-hmm. would take our special times out for dinner and we'd say, let's talk.
Yes.
You know,
right.
When our kids are at the bus stop or they're doing whatever, that they're making friends and they're getting to know one another and they're asking about their likes and their dislikes and their hobbies and their future goals and their plans, rather than whatever they're doing, checking I don't know, whatever they're checking, Instagram,
right.
On their phone. Mm-hmm. And I'm not anti-phone. I mean, I'm talking to you on a phone. I'm appreciative that cell phones exist.
Exactly.
But I'm very much more appreciative that family time exists. And it goes so quickly. I just want to remind your listeners, put down the phone, have a great conversation. Time is too short.
Yeah, and the thing is, phones have really taken over in a big way. I mean, if not, my observation has been, and I think I may have mentioned this to you the last time we were in Hawaii. I mean, here it is, you know, gorgeous country, I mean, views and everything else, and you see a family of four at dinner. Each of them are on their cell phones. They're not even conversing. They're not even looking up. They're looking into this cell phone, and they deprive themselves of that interaction of their family, the time to decompress. They're away from all this stuff. It's like, hey, can we enjoy mom and dad? Can we enjoy brother and sister? I know that's a little bit of a challenge these days sometimes, but nonetheless, I mean, maybe we need to employ some discipline and say, look, you know, when you're at the dinner table, you know, because there's some families I'm hearing more and more, they're just saying, Bill, we're really strict about this, you know, is that we have a basket right there at the doorway. When you come in for dinner, you put the phone in the basket.
That's right. And I'm hearing, and this is a hard one. I have not done this, but some families are doing a cell phone free vacation.
So if
they go on vacation for a week, come to Hawaii or wherever they might go, Disneyland, they actually try, they'll bring one phone for emergency and look at it to see who, and if it doesn't look like it's emergency, they don't answer it.
Right.
That's a really tough one. But for the families that can navigate that, I bet they have a much better vacation than many of us do.
And I bet they do. And Bob, the deal is, again, we have been so attuned and responsive to these cell phones. I mean, it's the tyranny of the urgent, if you remember that presentation.
Yeah.
And suddenly that becomes tyrannical in our lives, and it interrupts a relationship. It interrupts our connection. And, you know, I kind of like Rich DeVos's statement one time when somebody asked him about not returning a message so quickly and everything. And he said, hey, look, I didn't ask you to call me to begin with, you know. So, you know, give me a break.
One other thing I've been thinking about lately, Bill, and I just love to get your thoughts on it too and kind of share with our listeners, is that we just came off the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And in the advertisements for a mere 30 seconds, I was told, were touching $6 million.
Yeah, $5.6 million.
Yeah, a mere 30 seconds.
Yeah.
Now, one has to think about that for a while and say, for those that are out there saying, there's no real power in movies, there's real no power in television shows, there's real no power in songs and video game storylines, etc. It's all innocent entertainment. Just enjoy it, Bob. Just relax and enjoy it. There's no power in it, no negative power kind of thing. But I want to say, if there's no power in the media, then why in the world are companies lining up to pay $5.6 million for a mere 30 seconds to try to influence the culture to buy their product?
Again, from the Big Island, Bob Waliszewski. Aloha, my friend.
Aloha, Bill.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Has your body